TMP. Zoom in, get a good look. Yeah, it's me. Know where the fuck I'm from?
We don't play.
Yo. I'm reppin' LG and I'm the next great heavyweight. About to be the champ, nigga, every weight never safe. Level of potential, damn near out of space. About to skip the nigga who next, and I bet he wait. Ready for whatever, I'm coming fully equipped. About to show him how to spit, drop me a few hits. I think big, I just extended the clip. Yeah, we might party, but we will get on some bullshit. I thought I told you buffoons to stay tuned. I know I kept saying soon, they say I'm a late bloom. Gave it a little gas, I got him smelling in the fumes, blew past, now your career in the rear like views. First thing you learn soon as you step out the womb is rep your hood until you go to the tomb. Gotta tidy up the game, suggesting you make room, cause I'm about to make a clean sweep like a broom. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. Yeah. You should never bite the hands that feed you. And I don't know who's running that feast, but I wanna eat too. I came through, stole the shine like a thief do. Now the honeys wanna lock me down like police do. Why your face all in my book? Oh, you can read too. Crowd in my space, fake friends so see-through. My man Mano told me how I should greet you. First I say hi, wave bye, then delete you. You not impressed, but I promise you'll be amazed. With the bins, with the rims, a year over legal age. It's Avatar Blue and they finding it kinda strange that when the sun shines, every time it move, the color change. It's Baker, and I've been on a steady grind. BK all day, Empire State of Mind. I hope you reppin' yours just like I be reppin' mine. Having trouble understanding, rewind it a few times. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I don't give a fuck if I've been gone for a while, it's like I did a bid right after I blew trial. I kill haters, dump the bodies in the pile, and my only two weapons is a high and a smile. Was given a few chances, made it all good across big bodies of water, repping my hood. Real niggas show love just like I knew that they would, and the ones who said I couldn't do it wishing that they could. They wanna get me out the game cause they mad, trying to say I'm taking performance enhancers for the swag. I laugh while I'm shopping for body bags, but I think it's kinda sad a few toes need tags. I got riches now, came up out the rags. My life's so fab, I just throw it in the bag. They kicked me when I was down, even doing a few jabs. If you didn't fuck with me, bet now you're wishing you had. I know you wonder why he acting like that, how my attitude is never back down, always fight back. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn. I know the haters probably wanna see me fall off, honeys wanna jump on, so you need to jump off. Yeah, it's cause I'm so Brooklyn, look at how I'm looking, I'm so Brooklyn.
What's going on, people? It's Shamir Brooklyn Black, and you are definitely locked into a new episode of Pre-Game Radio, 347-857-4302. We got new music. We got, of course, the throwbacks, and we just have an all-around good show. The chat room is open. Keep up action on Twitter, pregame_radio. Of course, you send us your feedback and requests, things there, you see your shout-outs, and we'll get things going. And I just want to wish everybody a happy new year. S, what's going on? It's been a while since we've been here.
Yeah, what's poppin', son? How you doing?
I'm good.
Glad to hear it.
You know, it's been a while since we've been here, but, you know, we're here. We got a good show. You know, a couple of things you want to go over in the past, over the past week.
Well, you know, I want to say that Marlon Wayans, you know, this new movie you got coming out, I'm just like really done. Y'all done enough. You guys did the scary movie, you know. So for you to now do the spook, what's those movies where they like recording it and you don't It's a trilogy like they got.
The Paranormal Activity?
Paranormal, yeah. Okay, so now you're spoofing Paranormal. Come on, enough already. This shit looks corny from the commercials, and you know the commercials, what they put in the commercials is the best part of the, you know, of the movie. So if these are the best parts of the movie, then I really wouldn't even waste. I wouldn't even spend $2 to see the bootleg. I wouldn't even watch the bootleg. I want to say to the Wayans, but give it a rest, Marlon. Enough. You guys need to come up with some new, fresh ideas. Come do some new shit, really. You know? I have to get that off my chest. I'm just aggravated. You know, I just happen to see your advertising for that. It just pissed me off because I'm like, you know, guys, come on. You're not putting out, not to say that a spoof is actually supposed to have so much substance, but you could put out a spoof that's fucking enjoyable. You've just been putting out the same movie for the last 10 years, and I'm just fucking tired of it, yo. Just take a break, sit your ass down, do some theater or something. Do something. Fuck out of here with you.
Wow, do some theater. Damn.
I'm done.
All right. Yo, we'll be back after this throwback. Oh, man.
Why y'all be talking? We are family. Brown nigga, chromed out, six to shit. Bubbling, laying up with them Colombians. Oh, fuck no, I get the dough. Box brown mama. Jig suits from Gabbana. You rolling, nigga, who you calling? Bye-bye, we be flashing. Sex lasting all night long. It's strong. The max to rip. Ill nana, like Benihana steak. The boogie like a fresh hair snake. The daily on. Box brown, the dawn. Uchi on. Talent. Sip Cristal on the Cayman Allen. Got gay niggas ready to switch. Like Ravano, turn them off, nigga, the snake. You play in the dawn. For Vettadini, 5 carats on the arm. Jewels be the bomb. The four hotties, total with Foxy. Sippers for Marty. The bad girl of the year, 96 10 years. Doubt is terrific, stupendous, tremendous. I bend this a little bit more than the average whore, cause I'm focused. I rock Versace lamp my focus. You didn't know I like crocodile boots and gator suits? The biggest willies got to fill me. I like the Hot Wheels. You got a fast car like Tracy Chapman. You can cruise with this rap star. The mink sporter, the heroin importer. I be that rich bitch that banks by the tip. Check it, I spot pits like Spud McKenzie. I'm Leon Lahimdi. Taxes is getting taxes. It's the central for the presidential. Certified testicles. Get sprayed for the decimals. The king and I. All you need in this world. I'm a bad girl. The high pitched queen bitch.
Yeah, pregame radio, we're back, 347-857-4302. Yeah, of course, I might as well, I'm just going to keep the throwbacks up for tonight. I'm going to keep them Bad Boy. You know what I'm saying? Some Big, some Puff, you know, do some stuff like that for the throwbacks. But real quick, the New York Knicks are losing to the Chicago Bulls, and we are in the fourth quarter. Score of 87-71. We got Carmelo Anthony leading the way with 22 points, Chandler with the rebounds at 14, and Prigioni with 6 assists. And I'm on the Chicago side. Luol Deng is doing his thing with 29 points. Joaquin Noah has 8 rebounds for the game also. San Antonio Spurs are tied with the Memphis Grizzlies at 81 in the fourth quarter. Wow.
Okay.
So, we definitely got some good basketball going on tonight.
Uh-huh. Well, speaking of basketball.
Wait, we gonna get into that? We gonna get into that once our throwback mix is done, but we definitely gonna get into that. 347-857-4302. You already know what we're gonna be talking about. The Carmelo Anthony, Kevin Garnett, Honey Nut Cheerio situation.
Somebody I could love for them. All this money don't mean shit. You ain't got nobody to share it with.
Yeah,
love rules the world.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Get them worries off your brain, girl. I'm in your corner, do what you want, it's your thing, girl. Opposites attract, but we one in the same, girl. It ain't a game, so I can't play with you. I wanna lay with you, stay with you, pray with you, grow old and great with you. In good and bad times, we'll always make it through. Cause what we got is true, no matter what they say to you. I can straight lace you, not just appearance. Stimulate your mind, strengthen your spirit. Be the voice of reason when you ain't trying to hear it. You want it, but you fear it, but you love it when you near it. Sit up on the sofa, get a little closer. Touch you right, do it like a man supposed to. Knew you was the one, that's why I chose you. Cause you get down for yours and ride like a soldier. Feel that void when you spend time with your woman and listen, it shines more than any baguette diamond can glisten. I can't impress you with the cards and the wealth, cause any woman with willing drive can get it herself. I'd rather show you it's heartfelt, make your heart melt, and prove to you you're more important than anything else. Worthwhile, special like my first child. When I see your face, it's always like the first time our eyes met. I knew we'd be together and ain't tried yet. I wanna give you things that I didn't buy yet. Hold you, mold you. Show you. Ain't no telling what we could grow to. Let it be known, I told you, and I'ma be there for whatever you go through. My love's true. I'm that air when you can't breathe. I'm that feeling when you can't leave. Some doubt, some believe, some lie, cheat, and deceive. So it's only you and me. When you weak, I'll make you strong. Here's where you belong. I ain't perfect, but I promise I won't do you wrong. Keep you away from harm. My love is protected. I'll wrap you in my arms so you never feel neglected. I'll just make you aware of what we have is rare. And the moment of despair, I'm the courage when you're scared. Loyal, down for you. Soon as I saw you, wanted to be there cause I could hold it down for you. Be around for you. Plant seeds in the soil. Make love all night, bending bag coils. You a queen, therefore I treat you royal. This is all for you, cause I simply adore you.
Game Radio, we're back in the building. Cool, I tell you, this, I'm not going to front, this whole story gets funnier by the day, you know, because we're in the age now, you know, you can take a whole bunch of pictures and things and put them together and make something, you know, so it's definitely a funny thing that get to see. 347-857-4302. Of course, we got still news stories, and we'll definitely keep you up to date what's going on those two basketball games. And I don't know if you guys have heard Kim and Kanye, they're pretty much refusing any deal for a photo right with the baby or whatever. I'm assuming they're waiting for whatever is the best offer, but leave it to good old Chris to already have deals in the works. You know, she already had brokered some deals on the side to give, I guess, the magazines or blog sites or bloggers, whatever, you know, exclusive rights, I guess, to the first baby pictures or baby video or the delivery miniseries. Whatever Kris Jenner has decided on,
mm-hmm.
You know, Ab, what do you think?
Kris Jenner's a hustler. She a pimp. She a pimp, and she was gonna be right there when that baby pop out. And as soon as they clean that motherfucker up and wrap it up in a blanket, she's gonna take a picture with her iPhone and tweet it. No, she ain't gonna tweet it. She's gonna send it to whomever. The highest bidder is at the time, that one picture. Never mind pics of Kim and Kanye holding the baby and all this other bull. You know, this is some real live bullshit. How the fuck you pregnant by the next man and you still married? I don't give a damn if you ain't with that nigga. You come on now. You could have held the fuck off, okay? You could have held the fuck off, all right? And Kanye with his grinning ass. You know, they make me sick, too. They make me fucking sick, too. They really do. And you know what else make me sick? Who was you? You was talking, besides Kim and Kanye, I think we have to treat their situation just like we need to treat the Willow Smith situation. Apparently, this motherfucker put a photo out of herself on the toilet. And on the toilet, and she's eating toilet paper and shit like that. We need to do her like we do Kanye and them, and that is to have her ignore her. See, she's going through that phase, you know, she's a preteen and so on and so forth, so, you know. And
I saved some time for her to see her aunt and uncle in Bel Air.
Her who? Her aunt, uncle, he's stupid. I mean, you got to think about it like this. These are children who were born into the public eye. You know, she went on out and did a little song and had a little album. And so, you know, just with all in the entertainment line of things, you know, she's got to be extra. She's not your normal kid. She's not your, she's not, not to say she's not normal. Let me not say that. She's not your average kid. You know, I'm, what is she, like 12 or 11, something like that? She's not that normal. She's just not. She's in the public eye. Her parents and their relationship is always under scrutiny, you know, and she can't catch a break. So she's going to do things. The thing to do is ignore her. I guarantee you, if she put up some kooky-ass picture on Instagram and nobody paid any attention to that shit, after a while, it would stop. After a while, it would stop. Just like with Kim and Kanye.
There's always going to be that one or those 100 or 100,000 idiots that's going to like or comment on it anyway.
Same with Kim and Kanye. If we stop fucking, okay, so they together now, they're going to have a baby. All right, fine. Now get the fuck out the spotlight. Don't nobody want, you know, do the family thing. You don't have to be in the spotlight with it. You know, if he finished touring and all other shit, okay, finish touring. Put the Kim and Courtney take, what city are they taking now?
Miami, I don't know.
California. They got some new show coming out. I'm sick of them. I'm sick of fucking Ryan Seacrest too, because he's the biggest fucking pimp. He's the biggest fucking pimp. I'm just like, enough with the fucking Kardashians. One thing I will give the Jersey Shore,
it's over.
Show credit for. They knew when to fucking quit. They knew when to quit. You know. So come on, enough with this. Just constantly. Next thing you know, it's going to be what's the two younger sisters' name?
Yeah, they don't have their own
show.
Watch.
Yeah, you know, they go to college or some bullshit like that, and then it's, the focus is going to be on them, and of course Chris and Bruce Jenner, and you know, Bruce, please stop with the surgery. You looking real scary, man.
Son, did you say Bruce Lee?
Huh?
Son, did you say Bruce Lee, son?
No, Bruce Jenner, son. The husband. Come on, shut up, son. Bruce Lee is dead. Okay.
But, you know, I am glad that, like, you know, we really haven't seen much of Chloe, thank God.
Her and Lamar. You know what? She's got to feel like pure D shit right now. Having been married to Lamar all this time and not having had, you know, any success in getting pregnant. Remember, that was an issue for her a couple of seasons ago, or, you know, the last time I happened to catch it. That was an issue for her. So, you know, just to find out that here goes, you know, Kim skank ass. Now, boom, she's knocked the fuck up. You know, that's gotta hurt Chloe. Chloe, I'm sorry. You know, keep trying, Chloe. You know, keep trying. That's all I have to say. Keep trying.
347-857-4302. We got another throwback in there. We're actually going to touch on the whole situation, right? And we'll be right back. It's Free Game Radio.
Y'all, I'm getting ready to put y'all up on something, man. Yo, when you see something ill, you know what I mean? That shit is wrong. Anything ill you see is wrong. Nigga have a big six at the club, that's woke.
Okay.
Especially if he got the fully equipped kit on it, it's woke. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yo,
I had this bad bitch of town, she was woke. Had me fucked up in the head, I mean,
woke.
Bought the fifth diamonds and pearls, I mean,
woke.
Should've seen them shit shining on the wrist.
Woke.
Now money ain't a problem, see my dough is like,
woke.
Pulled out my bankroll on y'all niggas like,
woke.
Lost the boots, went from 2 cents like,
woke.
Back and wanna peep my blueprints, I'm like,
whoa.
Had to hit the brakes on y'all niggas like,
whoa.
Niggas getting both on my block like,
whoa.
Coming home within a half an hour like,
whoa.
Running like they had the manpower like,
whoa.
More or less, more so, I risk it all so, I live the fast life, come through in the front slow like,
whoa.
My nigga, like dough, like dro, nitro, my flow, nice clothes like,
whoa.
East pain with cocaine like,
whoa.
Now I'm Doc Strange in the range like,
whoa.
100 miles an hour switching lanes like,
whoa.
Plus I'm getting brain from this chick like, whoa. Finger near nigga asshole like, whoa. Seen flaws, bitches and bitches like, whoa. 9-9 Jag Benz coupe like, whoa. Keep them cheese lines on your blocks like, whoa. Grenade through your window, bitch, like, whoa. Love to see me do this shit like, whoa. Niggas put me through this shit like, whoa. So I'ma go toe to toe, blow for blow like, whoa. And with the torso, live the fast life. Come through in the ball slow like, whoa. My nigga, like dough, like throw, nitro, my flow, nice flow, like, whoa. We bag it, then flip it like, whoa. Cars we jack it, then strip it like, whoa. Full of equipment, front to back like, whoa. Spitting on things that come for crack like, whoa. Asking for shorts and shit, nigga, like, whoa. Half on this quote, now nigga, that's whoa. Flow so properly, you'll see I'm whoa. Ain't no stopping me, I'm deep like whoa. Guns be popping, be retreat like whoa. Hear my name in these streets, it's like whoa. Must I pound the concrete like whoa. Fill his bitch ass, head to feet like whoa. Your man ain't whoa. The judge ain't whoa. CO's ain't whoa. PO's ain't whoa. Play yourself, I get the G.I. Joe. T.I.C. K-Riders ain't whoa. I risk it's all so, live the fast life. Come through in the ball slow like whoa. My niggas, light show, light show, night show, my flow, night show, night show. Niggas getting money in VA is whoa. Honey's looking right in ATL is whoa. Niggas flipping hoes in Chi-Town is whoa. Bitches taking paper in LA is whoa. Niggas stacking dough in DC is whoa. Beyond DR, hold me down like whoa. Ballers in Detroit, hold me down like whoa. Niggas in New Orleans getting money is whoa. Boston and Jersey motherfuckers is whoa. Florida niggas and Philly niggas is whoa. Tampa and Texas, Cleveland is whoa. Memphis and Little Rock, my niggas is whoa. Panama niggas, they hold me down like whoa. My New York people, they hold me down like whoa. Bad boy nigga, where this bomb we whoa. Alumni bitches, where this bomb we whoa. And CSC, motherfuckers is whoa. My nigga fuck out, where this bomb he whoa.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Yo, stop the music. It's your girl, Miss New Shoes, and I'm tuned in to Pregame Radio with my boy, Brooklyn Black Lady, still on Ebb, supporting real indie music. You know how they do. Now back to the music, baby. Please step off my shoes.
Yeah, we're back, Pregame Radio, Brooklyn Black, Ebb, holding it down for you guys on a Friday night. And you know, Ebb, she's been waiting to talk about this. So, Ebb, what's going on? Let's talk about the whole Honey Nut Cheerios situation.
I find that shit to be quite hilarious. I'm wondering if maybe prior to Mello and Lala getting together that maybe she may have dated Kevin Garnett. Is that a possibility? Or was he just shit-talking? I mean, if he was just shit-talking, then by now, you know, Mello should be of the mind state that by now that type of thing shouldn't bother him. When I first heard it, I started laughing. So I can't imagine, you know, I can't imagine how he could hear this and not find it comical. I think if he would have found the comedy in the shit that they would have went on and they would have bust their ass. They would have, you know, they would have really whipped their ass in the game. He could have took that and used that for motivation instead of, you know, coming at the niggas sideways. I mean, he that's his thing, to try to mentally psych you out, and it worked. It showed that mentally you weak right now.
Well, yeah, you're probably not aware, but as of right now, Lala and Mello, they're kind of like estranged, leaning more towards divorce, but in the separation area right now.
Okay, so regardless, the nigga still he still allowed that other nigga to get in his head. And once a motherfucker get in your head, they got control.
You just can't talk about
control.
Nigga wife, though.
You can't
say nothing like that about a nigga wife, though. Like, that, you know.
Yo, listen. I wish a bitch would be like, yo, you know, your husband tastes like grape nuts. I'm going to be like, what, bitch? Bitch, you out your mind. And then I'm going to whip her ass on the court. And I'm going to keep
okay.
it moving. Whether I'm with
okay,
my husband
so,
or not.
Okay, so you just saying that, so you got to understand where Mello was coming from. And nigga said his wife tastes like fucking Honey Nut Cheerios.
No, when I say whip her ass, I don't mean, like, fight. I mean the game-wise, play-wise. I'm going to beat her that way. Not physically whip her ass on the court. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying I would have took that, and I'd have been hitting three-pointers from fucking mid-court. All right? I would have been doing shit. I would have took that as motivation, not let him get in my head like that. Because, as you see, Kevin Garnett had this nigga so psyched out. He couldn't even function. Which means he does not know how to compartmentalize. He doesn't know how to put shit where it goes and not let it interfere with anything else. Come on, nigga. You did all of that, and guess what? You lost 100, and not to say that this is probably nothing. This is probably lunch money for this nigga. But he lost how much for the game? 187,000?
Oh, yeah, man.
Come on, man. And for that one game. So not only did the nigga get in your head, not only did he make you look stupid, not only did he make you look like a sucker for love, he cost you some guap. And was it worth it, really? You ain't even get to duff, he ain't even get to duff the nigga out, so was it worth it? That's just my opinion. You dig? It wasn't worth it to me. It wasn't worth it to me. Even if, you know, okay, they not together, they going through something. Guess what? Nothing lasts forever. Nothing lasts forever. So, I mean, come on.
And, of course, in light of everything, Lala took to Twitter.
Oh, boy. And what she... Oh, Jesus Christ. What she had to say? What she had to say? You know I don't keep up with shit like that. That's not my stilo. I ain't got time. What she say?
She took to Twitter and said, I quote, "Not for nothing, but we all deserve a check or some free cereal for all this publicity we've given Honey Nut Cheerios. LOL. # can't believe everything." So that's not really confirming nor denying. That's
mm-hmm.
just one of those, I talked about it, and like it said, she didn't say nothing happened. She didn't say something did happen. Like, there was no...
But I'm glad she had a sense of humor about the shit. You see, she was like, yo, we need to get some dough for shining some light. You know, sales, watch, next week it's going to be like, yo, sales of Honey Nut Cheerios went up 57%. You know, and then she was able to laugh. She wasn't offended by it. You dig what I'm saying? So either it's something deeper between the two of them, between Mello and KG, or... You know, Mello just really ain't right in the head right now for whatever his personal reasons are, and he's not able to separate the two.
I don't know. 347-857-4302 is the number. Free game radio. We got actually got some new music from Johnny Swagger, Fuego Bravo, TGO. Shout out to Sleek and Frito. We got some new music, Trying to Live It Off his Falling on Deaf Ears mixtape. On that pip, and it's free, so go download it, check it out. We'll be right back.
That's what's up.
You only live once. I'm just trying to enjoy it. Can I live? Can I live? Hit the shower, get dressed, and then I take flight. No phone, but I'm Jonesing vampire life. No sleep, that New York City life. Hit the squad up, it's going down tonight. I live a fast life, and I can't stop it. Those behind me see the logos on the pockets. Yeah, order up the champagne. in nice city.
Nice.
Order up some fish bowls out of Brother Jimmy's.
LP.
It ain't hard to see. I feel it to the max, B.
Ow.
You don't get it? I'm feeling real wavy.
Tonight is young and I'm trying to have fun. Can't tell us different, yeah, we only live once.
So
I'm trying to live it. 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 Tonight is young and I'm trying to have fun. Can't tell us different, yeah, we only live once.
So
I'm trying to live it. I'm trying to live it. I'm trying to live it. I'm trying to live it.
Catch me wasted at CGO, happy hour. Or in the studio, trying to put my team in power. You too busy running around, trying to look pretty. I'm trying to run the city like my name was P. Diddy. No marathon, full speed, but no reggaeton. Call me homicidal, hold away a murder song. CGO, that's the team that I'm on. Don't believe me, got it tatted on my right arm. I'm just living, I'm partying with pretty women. White bucket, white forces, all white linen. I'm in VIP with a bunch of mommies. All them all rounds, all drinks on me.
Tonight is young and I'm trying to have fun. Can't tell us different, yeah, we only live once.
So
I'm trying to live it, I'm trying to live it. I'm trying to live it. I'm trying to live it. Tonight is young and I'm trying to have fun. Can't tell us different, yeah, we only live once.
So
I'm trying to live it. 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 Tonight is young and I'm trying to have fun. Can't tell us different, yeah, we only live once.
So
I'm trying to live it. I'm trying to live it. I'm trying to live it. I'm trying to live it.
Got a damn style bounce with a New York City flow. Lennox has swag, you already snow. Better tell my doubters, man, they better get low.
Get
swag on that Montana, everything's a go. I get the city hype, but don't start a fight.
You're
surely looking right, I'm trying to hit that tonight. I'm with my dudes and we all got cash. She with some bad joints and they all got ass. Young, fly, flashy, like I'm thick and classy. Menage a trois, girl, don't put it past me. The ladies talking and they all say I'm winning. I say I'm just living this life that I was given.
Tonight is young and I'm trying to have fun. Can't tell us different, yeah, we only live once.
So
I'm trying to live it, I'm trying to live it. I'm trying to live it, I'm trying to live it. Tonight is young and I'm trying to have fun. Can't tell us different, yeah, we only live once.
So
I'm trying to live it, I'm trying to live it. I'm trying to live it, I'm trying to live it.
You only got one life, so you gotta enjoy it to the fullest. Live each night like it's the last one. Go ahead, TCO.
La música de Harry Styles.
Watch out!
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Watch out!
We run to y'all.
I'm flying all throughout New York City and shit.
Watch out! We run to y'all.
Better check the homie Novi and Queen. Challenges, Brooklyn. What's good, what's with? Yeah. Yes, sir. I spit it from the stomach. I injure whoever want it. You know I keep it 100. These riders do not want it. They talk a lot of shit behind my back, this and that, but I don't let that shit come down like fucking Pity Pat. I'm on some other rap. I'm on another cloud. I scream my name out. Black millions. I scream it loud. I'm finna make this money. I'm finna make the cash. These niggas talk a lot of shit until we just approach their ass. Then it's like, nah, homie, we don't want it. We heard you from NY. You going off 100 miles per hour. I keep it going when I'm on it, cause I don't never stop. My shit is strictly for blocks that ain't never acted. My flow's backwards. I spit freestyles that make a lame backflip. And you will hit the ground with the ease. I'm the illest you, just chilling under my breeze.
Be prepared to put the work when you run with me. Cause I'm up for night like I'm Kennedy. You think I'm funny, actually, you are the parody. Apparently, you give me sorry tragedy for fantasy. And why does it like no other? And I drive with my brother. It don't matter if these haters are a dime a dozen. I only need two rebels cause I'm steady buzzing. I'm realer, chilling with my thriller niggas. Gorilla, when actors in the elevators. Individually, put it down, B. Boogie down, B. Swagger in the SB. I'm a grindaholic, so y'all all a danger. Cause I get work out like a personal trainer. I ain't stopping till the squad is big and new. You'll just stop standing out until my homies big enough.
Y'all hear that post, y'all? You faggot rappers don't clap. The only time you squeeze a pump during an asthma attack. We laughing at that, pointing fingers, embarrassing cats. New York fell off, so I'm here to put it back on the map. See, I can chill up in the club and get crunk. I represent the outside of the club where niggas be busting their guns. Basically, what I'm saying is once that crunk shit is over, you gotta come outside and deal with all the thugs and the soldiers and plus. We drunk and we sober, we looking to stop shit. You got that look on your face like, where did I talk at? I'm a vet and I ain't even come out yet. Ain't nothing for free, that niggas better cut my check. Who fucking with me? Let's see the way I flow the track. With gritty life in the building, niggas walk out the back. I got Jay Black with me, Jay Stack with me, A-Dash with me, and my nigga Pro Killer Young Shot.
My hood is where it's live at. Stacks on deck, promise you can find that. There's a couple hating dudes, never mind that. Timberland prints, I'll leave them on your spine back. Jeans sag, usual shit. Elevating other niggas, though, they losing the grip. Calling audible, I can get a few of you hit. They on the building, plus I got a few of the whip. Check, Capricorn, so my movements are swift. Humble niggas sag, I'm about to cool as my wrist. 38 special, plus I got a roof of a six. Wrong move and I holler a maneuver a rib. The only way to do it is big. Me and my team, we the present and the future is big. Act up, I send a few to your crib. 16 shots, I'ma leave a few in your legs.
Yeah, it's amazing how some niggas running shit. Take a look at the teams that are running with. GL4L till I make the moon. Young style coming through, nigga, give me more. Jay Flag, Jay Stank, a nigga, Bo Kelly. Fuck, 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 get yourself back to me. Ain't bad, no, don't go play fuck pads. Being told me no, but tell these niggas they don't know me. I'm something like a mixed breed, allow me to proceed. A southern nigga rapping for a killer group queen. My life is a lifestyle, Dino movie scene. Down south, serving these little good things. Showing these niggas what greedy life means. Watch how I break it down, rockin' with my own sound. Reppin' for a little town, the ace back on the mound. That's right, young style, see the nigga running shit.
New York City, you already know.
You listening to the strongest hands in hip-hop right now. A.K.A. Block Hands. DJ,
I'm a star.
You still got a few years left to get it. I mean, you only 40, right? Yo. So what you mad for? Cause you ain't got no dough. And don't nobody around here rock with you no more. What you mad for? Huh? Huh? So what you mad for? Tell them why you mad. So what you mad for? Cause I've only ate my deal. And that chain that you rocking ain't never been real. What you mad for?
remember back in the day.
R.I.P. Big.
I remember when I loved honey. Now lately you've been acting funny. Please, baby, let's renew the flames. It's like back in the days we can grow from pain.
Yeah, a lot of things have changed.
It's like back in the days we can grow from pain.
Remember back in the days when niggas had waves, gazelle shades, the cornbread, pitching pennies. Honeys had the hot top jelly, shooting skelly. Motherfuckers was all friendly, lounging at the barbecues, drinking brews with the neighborhood crews, hanging on the avenues. Turn your pages to 1993. Niggas is getting smoked, G. Believe me, talk slick, you get your neck slick quick. Cause real street niggas ain't having that shit. Toting checks for rent, smoking blunts in the project hallway, shooting dice all day. Waiting for niggas to step up on some fighting shit. We get hype and shit and start lighting shit. So step away with your fist fight ways, motherfucker. This ain't back in the day, but you don't hear me though.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
I remember when I loved honey.
Okay.
Now lately you've been acting funny.
Yeah.
Please, baby, let's renew the flames. It's like back in the days we can grow.
I'm not a kid anymore. Yeah. Yeah.
Like back in the days we can grow.
Check it. The names change, the roles remain. These youngins think walls is big, the new pockets weighing. Screaming, you only live once, nigga. Tell the gang while squeezing the trigger of the wand on they video game. Thugs is a dying breed. It's all about getting high off weed, and my supplier keep Drake on repeat. A little too emotional for me, but he always seemed to hide like a 0-2 for me. I think I get it. Nah, I ain't on no pulpit. We seen with beef. Wanna party and bullshit, I ain't mad at him. I see the changes, black president, it's evident, life moving phases.
Yeah.
It only makes sense that our kids can't relate to this.
Okay.
That was the point, roll the joint, get baked to this. 2012 Raheem, walking with my stereo. But y'all don't hear me though.
I remember when boys went from yucky to ooh, give me more sweet kisses. When punches didn't start a fight, it just meant you saw a budget. When finger waves and Nefertiti earrings meant you were fly. Fast forward to the late 90s when respect was given freely. Without thinking, now it's just a theory. When men's pants was above their ass, now they show their asses as if they give it freely. When men took care of their kids and cribs, and now instead they're doing bids. I remember when smiles were more than just a mask, but y'all don't hear me though.
The car we sent it. My kids crossed the car, no hat crossed the
the gas tip. Jeans, close insurance, I'm fly in all states. These red bones, my new kick, that red bone, my new chick, my new whip, exclusive. Hack jazz, we do this. BK made me, haters don't faze me. Swag so wavy, born in the 80s. If you don't know, network being seen. Hands through the speakers and see us on the screen. I set my goals, create a plan. Write down my thoughts, put it in my hand. Yeah. I'm a beast, three businesses, two websites and magazine, that's me.
Listen, stepped out the womb, no struggle. Had moms, had pops, still chose to hustle. Running wild pit bull with no muzzle. These cold streets, frenemies won't hug you. It's in my enemy, friends turn to enemies. Still sinning, but I'm winning, God forgive my evil deeds. My net niggas running this game, 2K. Earth, since we here and we gon' ball, 2K. I'm in the zone of my own, yeah. Crowded room, but I'm still so alone, okay. Sitting on the top shelf, go broke, I'm cooking up top chef, yeah. Deuce lead the way for me, Deuce. Swift will let it spray for me. Please clear the way for me. Go against me, much blasphemy.
Cause it's lies on the lips of your peeps. Telling you that it's love when it's beef. Now you watching for them and police. Knowing that they knowing where your mom sleep, but you still do your thing in the street. Knowing that you settle things like a G. Network, work it out how it be. Once don't stretch it out to some G's. Now I could have said Mills, but they ain't me. I keep it 100 to some keys. And still keep it running till I sleep. And I rep Brooklyn till I D.E.
Probably gonna sin again. Lord, forgive me.
God forgive me. Things I don't understand. Sometimes I need to be alone. This don't kill my vibe. This don't kill my vibe. I can feel your energy from two planets away. I got my drink, I got my music, I will share it. But today it was coming. Bitch, don't kill my vibe. 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 You ain't heard the cold fight. It's been a long time. Don't you see that long time? We've been waiting on Kendrick like the first and the 50. Threes in the air, I can see you are. Hide your feelings now. What you better do? I'll take your girlfriend and put that pussy on the pedestal. This don't kill my vibe. This don't kill my vibe. Walk out the door and they scream it's a ride. My New Year's resolution is to stop all the pollution. Talk too motherfucking much. I got my drink, I got my music. I think this don't kill my vibe. This don't kill my vibe. This don't kill my vibe. This don't kill my vibe.
D. Dave on the remix. It's Roxy Blue. Get 'em. Yo.
I don't care about these boys.
Never.
Fuck with watching bitches.
Yeah.
My money's over bullshit. If it's not, then I am glitching. I am married to this hustle. I done won every game. When I say I'm about my money, I can show you play by play. I get hit by the rolling. Benji stays on my tail. I sip him like a mattress. He keeps coming. Can't you tell? He's a stand up guy. That's why he comes before my friends. He writes me fairy tales. That's why I'm happy in the end. Can't nobody come between us. I told you I'm about my money. Taking trips in the winter. Just to go somewhere that's sunny. My money's over, boy, bitches, and bullshit too. And please don't be surprised because my money's over you. M-O-B. My money's over, boys.
Yep.
My money's over, bitches, and I'm out here for my riches.
Shield.
M-O-B. My money's over, bullshit. My money's over, bullshit. My money's over, M-O-B. My money's over, boys.
Not me.
My money's over, bitches, and I'm out here for my riches. And it's M-O-B. My money's over, bullshit. My money's over, bullshit. My money's over,
M-O-B. No, it's M-O-E. That is money over everything. That's what I scream. I'ma get money fly, nigga. Stay getting high, nigga. Try to play with my money, then you must wanna die, nigga.
Boom.
I'm a thoroughbred, I'm always down to ride, nigga. I'm focused now, you can't see it in my eyes, nigga. If music don't work, then I'ma go flip some pies, nigga. Sit and watch you work with no money like oversized stripping.
Money.
Hey, yo, Rocks, we got these niggas back. We living comfortable while they living from check to check.
Okay.
I'm just being honest, I don't mean no disrespect. But we winning, y'all. I keep losing like the fucking Nets. I know you see that we the fucking best. Think not, get in line, homie, place your bet. I'm from the gutter, but yet I still live the good life.
Good life.
Take a look at me, this is what money look like.
M-O-B. My money's over, boys.
Yep.
My money's over, bitches, and I'm out here for my riches. And it's M-O-B. My money's over, bullshit. My money's over, bullshit. My money's over, M-O-B. My money's over, boys.
What?
My money's over, bitches, and I'm out here for my riches. And it's M-O-B. My money's over, bullshit. My money's over, bullshit. My money's over,
Cocaine shit, that breathe by highway, switch lane shit.
late night, dark shades, ray bang shit. Cypher full of legends, but I make it so they can't spit. I want it all, I'm so selfish. It's like my pockets is allergic to that shellfish. Swole, I'm so cold. At the same time, still hot like charcoal. Cold. I roll through deep like potholes. Footwear thick, no bitch, don't got those. I'm so hot, these guys don't need clothes. Shitting on these haters, sitting on these niggas' nose. I love my friends, but I'm closer to my foes. Cool with the players, but I keep a couple hoes. Got dumbs, but I'm heavy with the O's. And ain't shit changed, that's how the game goes. They said I'm too cute to spit flows. That's when my head got big like afros. Damn, I'm so cocky. B got B, and you can find me with the money in the top B. Shotgun in the coop, no top, please. A motherfucking bullet couldn't stop me. I'ma keep going ham like Boris Head. My foundation stronger than a horse leg. And my loaf got me thinking about more bread. I'm trying to make headlines like a forehead. And bring it back for the real shit. I'm about to show them what the deal is. A motherfucker gotta feel it. Cause even if you fake, you can't escape the real shit.
I'ma drink one to the two to the three. Don't drunk with a broad in the pool for the family. One, two, three. I'ma drink 1, 2, 3. I'ma drink 1, 2, 3. I'ma drink 1 to the 2 to the 3 till I'm drunk with a bar to the poop on the belly. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, we're back. Pre-game radio 347-857-4302. It seems that the New York Knicks, of course, you know, they lost to Chicago Bulls, which makes them 0-3 in this season series of 4 games. Final score was 108-101, so they were trying to catch up, but time wasn't on their side. In other sports news, Memphis Grizzlies beat the San Antonio Spurs in overtime, 101-98, and the Minnesota Timberwolves lost to the New Orleans Hornets, 104-92. The Milwaukee Bucks lose to the Detroit Pistons, 103-87. So, you know, had some pretty good games going on there tonight. Please remember that tomorrow night I'll be at Space Palace 846 Myrtle Avenue in Brooklyn, and Tuesday I'll be at the Network GX Media event over at SOBs in Manhattan. So if you don't catch me one day, you can catch me another day. So I'll definitely be out and about this weekend and coming up next week. Have anything else that I come across there that's something worth us going over?
Actually, no, but I do have another call, maybe pertinent. Come back to me in 5 minutes.
All right, cool. Gotcha on that. Hey, any other stories we covered, you guys are more welcome to call in. You want to go over, have your own 2 comments about it. Of course, we went over the whole Kevin Garnett and Carmelo Anthony thing. Went over Kris Jenner already making side Brooklyn deals for the birth of Kim's baby. You know, and also, we got a whole bunch of Justin Bieber fans cutting themselves because they saw him smoking weed. You know, so, you know, it's real crazy shit that we got going on in the world today. You know, we're more concerned about stupid shit. And as far as the kids cutting themselves, like parents, get involved. You know what I'm saying? What's up, Ed?
You mean to tell me people, wait, ho. You mean to tell me that kids have really did something to themselves? Because this there was a picture with this nigga smoking. He's probably smoking a beanie, but anyway, there was a picture of him holding an L. I mean, somebody really hurt themselves behind that?
Oh, not just someone, a few people. Like, they were. It was a trending topic. If you're on your computer, go to twitter.com, search Cut for Bieber. Hashtag Cut for Bieber. You'll see a whole bunch of girls cut their wrists, cut their arms up, because this nigga was he was allegedly seen smoking weed.
Are you kidding me? He wasn't seen smoking. The picture was him holding the L. I mean, and the way he was holding it didn't even look right. You know? I have my doubts about this.
Yeah, I've seen the pictures. Like, go to Twitter and search. Do hashtag Cut for Bieber.
You know I don't like that Twitter shit, but I'll check it out.
Just check it out. Like, I bullshit you not. This is really, you know, that's what it is. But I feel like going back for a second, so we'll do that. We'll be right back. It's pregame radio, 347-857-4302. Shout out to everyone listening out in VA. I see you guys on the check-in. I see y'all. Don't think I don't, but hit me up. You want to get on, press 1. You'll definitely get on air. But big shout out to everyone down south, out west on the check-in as well. We'll be right back.
But they got no show, so I'ma grab the mic, flip for triple, leave the sun. Buckshot the one that gets the dark.
cause I'm a threat to your fret. No hope bar, incomplete move fakers. That's the way the back of my control, I might take her. If she the grab, I'ma just a then slide. If she try to rip, I got my cliff on my side. Word to God, here I come to make way. Rugged and raw, killing your set every day. Microphone check, 1, 2, here we go. And I'ma let you know, who got the flow. Spitting my words like an automatic weapon. Suckers keep stepping, cause I'ma let you know.
Check out my melody.
So what am I, microphone fiend? Addicted soon as I seem one of these forms, people, they don't have to scream. I couldn't wait to take the mic, blow it to it to test it. Let my melody play, then a record suggested. I'm dropping bombs, but I say peace and calm. Any MC that disagree with me, wave your arm. And I'll break when I'm awake, and I'll leave you broke. Drop the mic when I'm finished, and watch it smoke. So stand back, you wanna rap, all the back and wait. I won't push, I won't beat around the bush. I wanna break upon those who are not supposed to. You might try, but you can't get close to. Because I'm number one, competition is none. I measure with the heat that's made by tons. Whether playing ball or bobbing in the hall, or just writing my name in graffiti on the wall. They shouldn't have told me, you said you control me. So now a contest is what you owe me. Pull out your money, pull out your cut, pull up a chair. My name is Rockin' My Law, and all my A's and Barras, switch it around. It still comes out all so easily. Will I E-M-C-E-E? A repetition of words, just check out my melodies. The bass and treble is moist, scratching and cutting a voice. And when it's mine, that's when the rhyme is always choice. I wouldn't have came and said my name and run the same week. Putting blurs and slurs and words that don't fit in a rhyme. Why waste time on the microphone? I take this more serious than just a poem. Rockin' party to party, backyard to yard. I tear it up, y'all, and bless the mic of the guards. The rhyme is rugged at the same time, sharp. I can swing off anything, even a swing of a harp. Just turn it on and start rocking. Mine, no introduction. Till I finish dropping signs, no interruption. When I approach, I exercise like a coach. Choosing a melody and add numerous to notes. So when the mic and the R-A-K-I-M is attached like a match, I will strike again. Rhymes are poetically kept in alphabetic steps. Put in an order to proceed with the momentum, except I say one rhyme out of order, a longer rhyme, shorter, or pause. But don't stop, take record. First rhyme editor, melody arranger, poet, etc. Extra events, the grand finale like bonus. I am the man they call the microphone. Swift wisdom, which means wise words being spoken. Too many at one time, watch the mic start smoking. I came to express the rap I'm manifesting in my way, and I'll be the other words protest. MCs that wanna be this, they're gonna be this if they don't get from in front of. All they can go get is me, a glass of Moet. A hard time, sip your juice and watch a smooth poet. I take seven MCs, put them in a line, and add seven more brothers who think they can rhyme. Well, it'll take seven more before I go for mine. Now that's 21 MCs, eight up at the same time. Easy does it, do it easy, that's what I'm doing. No fessing, no messing around, no chewing, no robbing or buying. Bite and why bottle, this lava stop trying, fighting to follow. My unusual style will confuse you a while. If I was water, I'd flow in denial. So many rhymes, you won't have time to go for yours. Just because of a pause, I have to pause. Right after tonight is when I prepare to catch another sucker duck MC out there. Cause my strategy has to be tragedy, catastrophe. And after this, you'll call me your majesty, my melody. Yes, my melody. Eric D. Synthesized it, I memorized it. Eric B made a cut and advertised it. My melody created for him, season the place. You try to listen, cause some business, then so pick up your face. Shook off your neck, a shoot on teeth, I check my pace. Now you're drugging, almost drugging off my rhyme like bass. A melody that I'm styling, smooth as a violin. Roughing up the break, New York from Long Island. My wisdom is swift, no matter if my momentum is slow. MC still stands stiff, I'm genuine like leather. Inclined to be clever, MC you beat the R, I'll say, oh never. So Eric B, cut it easily, and check out my melody.
Hey guys, you are now tuned in to Pregame Radio, the ever so sexy Lady Steele, chilling with my homeboy Brooklyn Black and my homegirls, Ed and Tasha B.
Yeah, what up? We back in the building, Pregame Radio, Brooklyn Black. Ab holding it down, 347-857-4302. Shout out to the homie Baltimore Sun. Definitely rocking with us always. Baltimore Sun, what's going on, man?
Yo, what's good, brother? What's good? What's good? What's going on? How y'all feeling tonight?
You know, we rocking, you know, happy to be back, going over some of the crazy stuff over the week.
No doubt. I was just getting off. You know, every Friday I always dial in on my way home, I always dial a number to see what I'm going to get. So when I dialed up tonight and I heard some buckshot, I was like, oh, okay, yeah, we in the building. Happy New Year to y'all. I haven't spoken to y'all as far as over the phone or anything like that, so definitely.
Yes, Happy New Year. What's your take on the whole KG and Melo situation?
I look at it like this, like, Melo gotta understand, like, unless only thing, like, I would have tried to bring it to KG if it was rumors in the street that he was messing with my wife, you know what I'm saying? But you gotta understand, KG that type of dude, so he's trying to get you out your game. You can't let him, you know what I mean? You in the race for MVP, you a professional. You can't let him get to you like that, like, you know what I'm saying? Unless that was like a rumor, like, yo, KG knocking off Lala, and then he throwing it in your face like that. You feel me? So I would have tried to bring it on then. I wouldn't have waited after no game, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? I'm going to pay my fine, get suspended, whatever. I can afford it. I'm a millionaire. I'm going to tee off on him, you know, if he won't throw it in my face like that. But, no, nah, you say what you want to say, man. Ain't no rules in trash talking, man. That's how they get you out your game, man. KG, the match that.
That's exactly what I said. I said he shouldn't let him get in his head like that. And it cost him more than it was worth. He didn't even get to swing on a nigga. And he lost the game, he lost some money, you know, and he's the one looking fucked up right now.
Right, and then let's be clear, too. Like, of course, I love Melo. I'm a Knicks fan. What was you going to do with all the security and police out there that you wasn't going to do on a basketball court, that you didn't do on a basketball court when y'all was face-to-face?
I guess, like, you seen that little video, too, right?
Yeah, like, you wasting your time for real. Like, you putting on the front for nothing. You could have punched him right in his mouth while y'all was on the court. Now you waiting for him. It's police out here, security people out here. What you going to do? Talk to him again?
He knew that they wasn't going to let that go down like that. He really was. I guess he thought about it later on and was just more or less trying to save face, because he probably thought about it, like I told Black earlier. If that was me, I said, when I first heard it, what he said, I giggled. I laughed. I thought this shit was funny. And,
right.
You know, if Melo would have took that same attitude, then he would have whipped their ass on the court later for trying to put his hands on him or some other shit. He just completely fucked up his whole mind. He threw his whole game off, and it was a wrap after that.
Well, Melo was having a bad game that night already. So
true.
With
that,
in his head, that just added fuel to the fire. I'd have punched him in his mouth. I don't know. I'd have laughed at him. I'd have said something about his mother or something.
Yeah, exactly. You see what I mean? And I mean,
right.
You know, at least Lala had the correct attitude about it. Lala was like, you know, all of this, we hyping him up. We need to be getting paid off of Honey Nut Cheerios because we putting the spotlight on him. And she,
right.
You know, she was laughing at that shit. Now, she's not offended. Then why would anybody else be offended? Like you said, if it was some shit in the street that, oh, yeah, you know, they had bone to some shit like that. Because I asked Black, I'm like, well, did they date before her and Carmelo got together or whatever? And if so, that's the past. And who cares?
Right.
You know, we
that's
all like,
like
Honey Nut Cheerios, so who gives a fuck?
That's just like when Delonte West was knocking off LeBron, mom, and they was on the same squad.
Wait,
like,
yo, that's different, though. He really was knocking off his
mom. No, but I'm saying, like, that's just like if they was to play when he went to Dallas and he playing LeBron and he say something about LeBron, mom, I'll punch him right in his mouth, like right there on the court. You know, because, you know, it's some type of truth to that story. But if you just coming out of left field with it, it don't even bother me, for real.
Still say that shit was foul, that Devontae Weston, that was foul. I don't give a fuck. That was foul. Well, I'm glad you echoed my same sentiments, because Black felt like, you know, Carmelo should have did something. You know, he should have put the paws on him or something.
Yeah, they're on the court. Yeah, they're on the court. Like, you know what I'm saying? They're on the court. If you can't go he made a spectacle of it, therefore make it a high, so he knew he was going to run into that shit. At,
but you know what
anyway.
You know what I would have did? Because I play ball all the time, and I tell referee, I would have punched KG in his mouth for throwing them elbows, not for nothing that he even said. Because if you watch, like, the replay, it's like, yo, he throwing elbows at everybody, knocking Melo, and I'm like, yo, I tell him, you ain't going to blow the whistle. I'm going to clean it up the best way I know how.
Right.
I ain't going to get hurt out here because y'all ain't blowing the whistle. And if he's shooting elbows, I'm going to get him.
Yeah.
I'm definitely going to get him. So
yeah.
Whatever you say, it don't matter. It don't even matter, for real. Like I said, unless it was rumors that, you know, and then you throw it into my face, I'm going to stick you right in your mouth, for real. But KG, I ain't never seen him fight nobody since he's been in the league. All he do is talk trash.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, he a big 7'11", nigga, you know. Not that many people were like, able to, like, look him dead in the eye and be like, yo, what you say? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. That was what was funny about the tape, you know, with him approaching him, like, when he was getting ready on the bus. So all you see is the two of them towering over everybody else. So it was like, you know, come on. If you really wanted to do what you was going to do something, you would have did it.
On the court. Like, that's why go through the visitor's tunnel, make mad noise in front of the locker room, draw attention to yourself, and then you got to go outside with all the police, all the security, where the coach is at, and
right.
They don't want to say, oh, I just wanted to talk to him.
Right.
Maybe he did want to have a conversation of understanding with this man. You know, maybe he did want to talk to him. Maybe he wanted to say, you know what, I apologize or whatever. Who knows? You know, but I think once it was so many people around and he got his camp and this nigga got his camp, you know, words get tossed back and forth now, you know, is an ego thing. So nobody's trying to walk away being chumped. So they got to play this shit out.
Right.
Knowing well that nobody was going to let them fight. Nobody.
Yeah, they already
knew that. Money right now, you know? So they wasn't going to let them get out there and by some freak of nature, somebody break somebody's arm or somebody's leg, and it's a wrap. That's it.
Yeah. It's a lot of weak dudes in the league now. I ain't like it used to be back in the day. Only dude I think that'll really go is Ron Artest. That's the only dude that I would worry about.
Yo, if Rod, I'm just playing that game, somebody would have got snuffed. Yo, not a world peace with an elbow and you get a back of the head. Like, yo,
He said, Kobe, who your elbow? Don't you know I'm Rod on test?
You know, yeah. Black, I wanted to tell you real quick, you was on a roll playing your music. First of all, I wanted to ask you, did Puffy pass you some dough and shit? Because you was playing just like mad bad boy shit. You was starting to get on my fucking nerve. I got to be honest with you. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? So I wanted to know, we got some type of payola shit going on. That's number one.
I said in the beginning of the show, the throwbacks are gonna be bad boy throwbacks. You know,
I should have put the phone down for that shit. I didn't want to hear that shit at all. But that was one. Two, that new joint by Fuego. I'm not really feeling it. You know, I love TGO. Those is my dudes always. You know, but nah, I'm not really feeling it. It sound like he recorded this shit from his bed, and he didn't really put no real effort in it. Usually, he has good wordplay. This didn't even feel like he put, you know, too much effort into it. And the music, I just didn't sink to me. I wasn't feeling that shit. And that other joint that you played after that, I think, with some nigga talking mad sass, some shit like that. Shit was whack. That shit was whack. I don't know who the fuck that was or where you got that from. That shit was whack. The joint with the chicks. That beat, that music was fire. But they should have came with, so they should have gave that track to somebody else. Real talk. They lost me the minute they said, don't be mad, UPS is hiring. I was like, oh, come on, man.
Oh,
and they didn't say it just once, you know, because it was two MCs, right, son?
Yeah.
Okay, so not just one MC said it. The other bitch said it, too. So it's like, so you biting off of somebody else, but now both of y'all biting, and it's the same fucking line. Y'all couldn't come with some other part of Biggie's. Yeah, I just didn't like that shit. That was whack. The music was hot. They rhymed was whack. All right? So that's what I gotta let you know, because you just like kept playing music and shit. I'm like, when this motherfucker gonna come back and give me a chance to cast my vote and shit?
I wasn't going
not
to.
That shit, you know? Not feeling.
Yeah. I wasn't going to. Let's go to the phone lines. 0306, you're live on it.
Hey there.
Oh, shit.
This is Big Skinny. And I have to agree with the young lady. You know, the first record was okay. The rest of the ones you played, no.
Thank you, Big Skinny. I appreciate your input. The only thing that was really, really banging out that shit was Rakim. And that shit is over 20 years old, son. So that goes.
Well, I can't tell you whatever. But, I mean, the first one, I mean, okay, the music was jumping. And then I'm like, okay, I'm holding on. I'm like, Then the other ones, I'm like, I hung up and called back.
That's what I should have fucking did. Well, Carla, we definitely appreciate your input. I'm glad you feeling like I'm feeling.
Oh, yeah.
You need to play that whack song for Baltimore Sun so he can hear that shit.
Well, whatever. But to go back to the first conversation, who was caught with a blunt? Was it Bieber or somebody you were saying?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey.
I just saw a picture, and it wasn't of him smoking. It was him, you know, holding the blunt. And like I said, he wasn't even holding it right. You know,
never mind.
But come on. It looked like somebody just was like, yeah, hold it for me for a minute. And he was trying his best to hold it without dropping it, but without getting anything on his hand. That's how that shit looked to me.
Okay.
I haven't seen any other pictures. I didn't see him inhale. I didn't see none of that.
Okay.
If bitches want to cut themselves behind that, knock yourself out. You want to cut, don't cut across. Cut straight down. Make the fuck open and bleed out. You're going to do the shit, do it right.
Look. I hope nobody else is listening to this.
No. We at Free Game Radio do not encourage suicide self-harm.
We
at Pre-Game Radio believe in being a feral motherfucker. So if you're going to do something, go all the way and do it the right way, or don't bother.
Okay. Brooklyn, put out that warning again.
Oh, man. We are not encouraging anyone go kill them. Do that when we say kill yourself. We mean it figuratively, not literally, but we are. We do believe in doing something right, but we do not encourage young kids and no one else to go and hurt themselves. Right? When we say kill yourself, we mean it figuratively.
No, kids, you can fly. You can do anything.
You know what? You know what? You know what?
I was spoofing a show that's a spoof called Key and Peele, and it comes on once a week. It's like a satire type show, and they had an episode where one of the guys, it's called Key and Peele. You can look for it online. You can look or Comedy Central. It usually comes on Tuesdays at 10:30 or something to that effect. And one of the episodes, the guy was playing a basketball player, and he had apparently they won the championship or whatever, and the other guy was interviewing him, and he was telling him, you know, kids, you can do anything. You can fly.
It was like somebody getting payola from Comedy Central.
Yeah, they was like, you can literally fly. I mean, you can go across this guy. He was just telling kids to just do impossible shit. And then at the end of the sketch, he had to, like, come on and do, like, a press conference saying that he wanted to apologize to the family of those kids that died. You know, the shit was crazy. You just had to see it.
No, I'm going to have to look for that.
Yeah, definitely. Look, go to Pregame Radio and we'll pull up a link. Blacker has
well,
the secretary
well,
to it.
Since we are, you know, we're doing shameless plugs for Comedy Central and Bad Boy and all this shit here. And Honey Nut
Cheerios. Honey Nut Cheerios.
Leave my cereal alone.
Oh, you like that? You like that cereal?
Yes. Yes.
That means you like Lala. Like Lala.
Now, who's that?
Lala's the one that, what do you say, she smell like or tastes like Honey Nut Cheerios?
Tastes like Honey Nut Cheerios.
I ain't seen that down here.
You didn't hear? Okay, you missed the first half of the show then.
Yeah.
So you didn't hear about two basketball players getting into a fight because one said something about the other one's wife? You didn't hear about that?
Ooh.
Okay.
No.
All right. Look, you're gonna have to download the show.
Oh.
And replay it back, okay?
No, but I can't do that because I don't have no speakers.
You can read, right?
Oh, okay.
You can read it.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You can read.
You know, leave it to Ed to keep it real with the audience. You know, hey, you can
go
read, right?
Listen, not everybody can read. Fantasia, American Idol. Who knew she could not read? And that's crazy in this day and age. But it's true. A lot of people just social promotion. Just, you know, listen, they behave, pass the nigga on to the next grade. You know, never mind whether they can actually read or write. So, you know,
yes.
I have. Not everybody can read, huh?
Well,
that's a life.
Well, speaking of reading, there's a new book out new to Amazon.com called He'll Never Cheat Again, The Woman's Guide to Pleasing a Man by Tito Green. New author is available for $4.95, so definitely check it out. It's a short book, but it's short and simple to the point. He touches on subjects as far as pleasing a man, not only sexually, but mentally and spiritually. So like I said, it's on Amazon. Tito Green, He'll Never Cheat Again, The Woman's Guide to Pleasing a Man.
No, because she'll kill him. That's why he'll never cheat again.
Anyway, excuse me. I just sneezed here.
Bless you.
I don't believe that shit. Miss
Kitty, you want to give any shout outs before we go to the next caller?
Huh? You
want to give any shout outs before we go to the next caller?
No, just hey.
Hey.
Right back at you, Big Skinny.
Right back at you. Thanks
hey.
For calling in. Catch you next up.
All right, now talk.
Whoo, man, I tell you, it's always, you never know what to expect when Big Skinny calls in. Let's call the last four digits 15:10. You're live on here.
Hello, for game.
Oh shit.
Hello.
Hi. What's up?
Still, what's going on with you, baby?
Nothing. I'm actually still at work. So that's why the number's all weird.
Well, shout out to you. You know, grounding, blame it on the hustle. Doing the thing over there.
Trying.
So what's going on with you? You know, you being our resident media correspondent, all things relevant.
I don't know. It's been pretty whack. I mean, I know you guys are talking about the La La Mellow thing. That's just, yeah.
You talk that shit out. It's a wrap.
Yeah, it's just stupid now. I don't know. What is going on in the world? People lost their minds. That's the easiest way to sum it up.
Well, that's it. That's been going on since the world started. People always get outlandish shit. It is what it is. But definitely let us know what's going on as far as the movie is concerned.
We're still on track. We're going to be filming soon. And I know part of the team is going to be heading out to Sundance next week. I'm going to stay behind in New York. I don't really feel like being in 2 degrees weather. I don't remember the last time I was in 2 degree weather, and I'll just stay here. But half the team is going to go out to Sundance and do whatever they do. Working on, of course, the film, and my artist that's going to be on, I guess, tomorrow.
Okay.
So just simultaneously both working those things.
Wow, so you need to get up out of work and go catch up on some nightlife or some news story. You know, it's like you just always at work.
I get it and I hear it, but I don't really get a chance to like dwell on it and dig deep into it the way that I used to. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't.
I got you. So pretty much working on the movies in pre-production, so you guys start filming, what, within the next couple of weeks?
No, we're pushed until we don't want to take the chance of getting caught out there with weather and stuff because that can potentially cost a lot of money. So we're just going to wait until springtime, so around March, April.
Okay. So are there anything you guys casting for extras right now? Are there still spots to get filled, or is that all filled up? What's exactly where you guys at now?
I'm sure we're going to have, like, one more call, but we're not going to have it yet. So
okay.
We're definitely going to have, like, one more call for, like, extras because we have the main cast already. So, yeah.
Cool. So is there anything else, any shout-outs you want to give? Because I know, you know, you're busy at work, took some time out to check in with us, so.
Nothing really. I would like to, you know, congratulate the artist BK Cavalli for his debut on the Billboard charts at number 16 on the pop charts and number 3 on the hip-hop and R&B charts. And
wow, that's
hopefully
that's large, right?
When you guys meet him tomorrow, hopefully you like what you hear, and if you don't, tell him. And we'll figure it out, but
we will.
Yeah, so we'll be here tomorrow, though.
Okay, so definitely BK Cavalli, Lady Still be in the building tomorrow. Lady Still, thanks for checking with us. Get some work done so you can get home and get some rest and shit. All right.
Home? That's a joke.
Well, I'm just saying, so you go somewhere, get some sleep and shit. All right.
Mm-hmm.
That's all right. All I'll say. Thanks for rocking with us, and I'll check with you in a little bit.
Gotcha.
Free Game Radio, 347-857-4302. Got some A-Square coming in. I'll be with these guys February 10th at the Music We Trust concert series. So it's a whole lot of events and stuff coming up, so definitely keep it locked. I'll let you know where I'll be at. Tomorrow I'm at the Space Palace, 846 Metal Lab in Brooklyn. And Tuesday, SOBs. All right, and we'll be right back.
Yeah. Sway the land. DJ Ry Eastwood. Sway.
Gang.
Bitch, I'm on that railroad. That means I rock the boat. We can shoot the scene in slow-mo. It's better than your throat. World premiere it on the internet. Niggas, that's my intellect. Killing them like cigarettes. I'm needed, baby, similar. Focus like a camera. My vision on panorama. Hook them like a handball. The bully, who gon' call your name? School you like to find Zupazi. Joni love shot. She's so keen on call the body while Bell on the potty. Off topic as usual. I'm glad that I'm amusing you. Don't judge. Hard to read like the crew. Pay my dues like a senior. Seen the magazines next to big booty divas. Had to shoot behind the scenes, put the lotion on their knees. Then I'm soaking between their knees. They bobbing on their knees. This my dream since a young perv. Get palatio from my hoe with nice curves. I'm flurry, so I might swerve. I'm flurry, so I might swerve.
History in the making, what they call me. I ain't even choose the name chose me. Beyond your intelligence, but on this beat, I'm dumbing. Tired of telling you niggas this wave of them is coming. Everything getting swayed now. You ain't prepared, wow. No surprise looking in your eyes, show you scared, clown. Toes to the hair, boy, I'm that swayed up. You couldn't walk a mile in my black suede chucks. I'm swayed up even after my grades up. That'll be hard. Shooters on deck with them K's raised up. Sways never cease to amaze. Target practice at the range, making sure you getting more than grazed up. You probably find me in the lack, laid up with your bitch in the passenger seat, giving them brains up. Treat her like a clip that ain't lit, and I'ma dash that. Roll it up and smoke before you pass, nigga. Ask that bitch. Will you pass that bitch, nigga? Ask that bitch, nigga.
Will you pass that bitch, nigga? Ask that bitch, nigga.
Will you pass that bitch, nigga? Ask that bitch, nigga. Will you pass that bitch, nigga? Ask that bitch, nigga.
Sway gang.
Yeah, back in the building, pre-game radio. Yeah, I didn't even realize it was always almost that time for us to get up out of here. Tune in tomorrow, Ab Lady Steel. J-Tech, I'll be in the building with BK Cavalli. I will be over at the Space Palace, 846, Myrtle Lab in Brooklyn, but I'll definitely be back Tuesday for All Bars Radio on Thursday, and once again next Friday, getting the whole thing started all over again. Hit me on Twitter, Brooklyn Black Artist. Pre-game radio spoken word is back the 25th and 26th of this month. Hit me up on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Brooklyn underscore black. Email pregameradio@gmail.com. To register, holler at Ab on Facebook if you guys want to get down with it. Also, you know, trying to make it bigger and crazier than last time. If you was around for last time, you definitely know how that was. So we're trying to do double those numbers and make it even more crazy. So if you guys are interested, holla at me. Got a lot of favors coming back. So you're definitely being for a treat. Ab, any shout-outs before we get out of here?
Two things. I'm not, you know, saying any names. I'm not pointing any fingers. I just want people to know. When you're visiting friends or, you know, staying with friends, know when to leave. Know when it's time to pack up your bags and, you know, push on to the next couch or pull out or futon or whatever. Just, you know, don't make a nuisance of yourself. Just learn when to break out. Okay? You ain't gotta go home, but you gotta get up out of here. Okay? Like I said, I ain't mentioning no names. Oh, and behind that, bitch don't kill my vibe. That's all I wanna
know. Yo, big shout out to Baltimore Sun, Big Skinny, Lady Still on the check in. And yeah, you know what I always say, yo fellas, don't be a fool, wrap your tool, ladies, don't fall for the scam, protect your clan. Yo, there's a new strain of gonorrhea out, uncurable, so definitely wrap your shit up.
People. Wait a minute. Back up. There's a new strain of uncurable gonorrhea. Where did you hear this from?
Yo, this shit was in my news feed this morning.
Are you kidding me?
I bullshit you not.
Now, what did it say, real quick, before initiating shutdown sequence?
Yo.
What did they say? Where did this outbreak occur? How did they know
this?
In the south of what?
The south of America. We're talking North Carolina, the first case of it.
Okay.
Same symptoms and everything. It just does not respond to whatever the current care treatment thing is that you call it when you have something and they cure it. So, as of right now, they're saying it's incurable. I guess they need to add more penicillin or something to the batch. I'm not sure, but still, people, wrap your shit up. Arrive alive. All right, and we catch you on the next free game go around.
Nah, let your kids eat some dirt and stop using hand sanitizer. You're using all of this shit, and so now your body can't fight off simple bacteria. The earth is, the air we breathe is full of millions and trillions of little spores of bacteria, and our body can fight off almost every one of them that's bad to our health. So stop with the hand sanitizer. Stop with all that shit. Let your kids eat some dirt, play in the mud, all that good shit. Those are the things that build up immunity, okay? We used to drink behind each other and all that other bullshit, four of us with one straw on a bottle. So, and we are right now, so please just stop. You can't, all this medication and shit is to the point now people have abused it so bad it doesn't work anymore. That's the bottom line. It just doesn't work anymore.
So, you know? Don't take a drive, wrap it up. Let your kids play in the dirt. We're out of here. See y'all tomorrow. Be safe. Good night. Peace.
Initiating shutdown sequence.